Good morning and welcome to episode 5 of the KC Kids Unite podcast. We are thrilled for today's episode because we are finally tossing it over to the students and letting them share their voices on the podcast. So I know these last few have been a little background about the project, and so we are excited today to be taking that next step. This episode called Redefining Community will do just that as we ask students the conditions that we need to create and foster in order for them to feel part of a closely connected community. In this episode, students are asked, what is a community and what makes you feel a part of one? When you walk into a room where you may not initially know anyone, how do you start feeling connected? And more importantly, why is a sense of belonging necessary in our society today? And what makes you feel a part of something bigger than yourself? And so to take you back a bit before we start hearing student voices, these exact same questions were posed to our teachers who are participating this year in their January workshop. So we've previously mentioned that part of the teacher participation is that they participate into professional development workshops. The first one was in January, and the next one is coming up this weekend. And so in that initial January workshop, it's the first time that all of the teachers meet face-to-face. And so we open with these same kinds of questions. And so teachers went through an activity where they thought about, how would you define Kansas City as a community? And then how would you define your school as a community? And how would you define your classroom as a community? And often, the smaller the community gets, the more invested we feel, the more connected we feel, the more authentic it feels, and just that sense of support and being there for one another. And so we then take that activity into a broader conversation of how might we begin to use those same qualifiers at a city level. How could we start to use some of those same words to describe the community of Kansas City, or the communities in our neighborhood, or the communities in our school, to really make them feel more tight-knit and more closely related? And so as teachers did that work, they then took it back to their classrooms and asked students these 5 questions, which are, again, what is a community? What makes you feel a part of one? Why is it important to feel a sense of belonging? And what makes you feel like you're part of something bigger than yourself? So, without further ado, we're turning it over to the students, and here's what they had to say about their communities that they are a part of. We will hear first from Jana Holt's students. Jana Holt is a 4th grade teacher in the Park Hills School District, and we are excited to have her as a first year participant in the project. If you want to learn more about Jana, her teacher spotlight is on the KC Kids Unite blog at kckidsunite.blog. So thank you for having your students share with us, Jana, and let's all learn from them this morning about what makes a community strong and positive.
Hi, my name is Angelina. I'm in 4th grade. I'm in the Park Hill School District. A community is a group of people, like a town, school, or neighborhood, and that are all helpful to each other. I feel I'm in a community because there is someone there when I need them and is always supporting me. I think it is important to be a part of something bigger than yourself, because you never get far by yourself.
Hi, my name is Emma. I'm in 4th grade in the Park Hill School District. What I think of a community is a group of people who unite together like a team, and that we all will share our ideas and make decisions and say what we think. That's what I think that a community is.
Hi, I'm Chloe. I'm in fourth grade in Park Hill School District. Communities is what makes us unite. There are many communities that make us one community. It is important to be part of something bigger. More people, more ideas, more great ideas. If we are one, it would be amazing. Also, a community to me is somewhere you know most people, where you feel secure, where you can be yourself. If we all are a community, we all are one, and we all are a part of something bigger, it would be amazing. No more wars between each other. No more bullies. We could have peace in the USA community. Our community, your community.
Hi, my name is Alexi, and I am in the fourth grade and in the Park Hill School District. So what I think of a community is a big family of friends. And sometimes this is not just friends and family. This is also sometimes just a neighborhood or an area. Sometimes they have history. Other times they really don't. They're just kind of an area. What makes me feel part of a community is my friends. My friends make me feel part of a community because I can be myself around them and I feel that they welcome me into the community. Also, it's important to be part of something bigger than yourself because as a human being, we need to help each other and make sure we're not just going in about our own ways because we're weaker by ourselves.
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm in fourth grade and a part of the Park Hill School District. A community to me is a place where everybody is safe and where you have friends that make you happy. I feel like I am in a community because I am safe and loved. I think it is important to be a part of a bigger community than yourself because you can make new friends and explore the world around you.
Hi, my name is Jada, and I'm in fourth grade in the Park Hill School District.
A community is a big area who always stick together.
What makes people feel a part of this whole is when they are treated right, even if they have different beliefs or religions. It's important to be a part of something bigger than you, because when you are in need of someone, they can get many others to walk you through your troubles. They tell you about their troubles and never let you walk through anything hard and rough alone. A community sticks with you all the way through, even if you make someone upset.
Hi, my name is Kayla. I'm in the fourth grade at Park Hill School District. A community is a group of people, big or small. They don't care about what people look like. You are included and feel great to be with this group. It is important to remember you are a part of lots of different communities and each one is different and each one makes you feel different. It can be as simple as your family or something big like your country. Both of these things are the same and they are different, but they both mean one word, community. In some places, there is a community, but you don't act like one. Respect is one of the ways to have a good community, so respect your community.
Hi, my name is Cameron, and I'm in fourth grade in the Park Hill School District. I like how I feel that I can be in a community without people judging me. It's always nice to be with a group of people than yourself because you don't feel like you're not a part of something that It's where you can be in a group of people that are always sticking together, and no one can judge you what you believe and what you don't believe. Sometimes it's nice to have someone by your side. You should always look after one another.
My name's Owen. I'm in fourth grade in the Park Hill School District. Community can mean a lot of things, like if you live in a state, a country, or even a city. It can mean so many things. It means family. It could be as small as your family. It could mean, I don't know, maybe your extended family, maybe that. But it can mean so many things. You have to make it one.
Hello, my name is Hank, and I'm from the Park Hill School District. A community is kind and accepting no matter what. It doesn't matter the color of your skin, your religion, or your beliefs, because we are all people. Some people are small, and some are big, but if we come together and join together, we can be bigger. But not bigger in size, bigger in kindness and acceptance. You never truly know someone. You just don't know. You just don't like the way you see them. Then through your see them through your eyes. So change the world, or even just the way you look at it.
My name is Sailor. I'm in fourth grade and I'm from the Park Hill School District. It's important to be a part of something bigger than you because the world doesn't just depend on you. It depends on all of us together as a team. I feel a part as a community when I know I have a loving group of friends who support me and care about me. A community is a group of people trying to accomplish one goal. You are a small part of the world that makes the world better.
My name is Peyton. I'm in fourth grade and I'm from the Park Hill School District. Community is people in a neighborhood, family, classroom, city, state, country, or world helping other people when they are needed, or a ton of people working together to accomplish a goal. It's very important to be a part of a community because then yourself, bigger than yourself, because if you need help with something, then people will help you. But it's very important to help them back so they will help you also.
I think a community, my name is Brayden, I'm in fourth grade, and I'm from the Park Hill School District. I think a community is a group of people who help each other and are nice to everyone. It's important to be something bigger than you because even though you're just a small person in the world, you can make the world a better place.
Hi, my name is Ben, I'm in fourth grade, and I'm in the Park Hill School District. A community to me is a small or large group of people that are connected in some way and that work well together. When I know I'm in a community is when a group of people care about you like a family. It's important to be something bigger than yourself because if you become like afraid of something, then you have people by your side to help you get through that time in your life.
Hi, my name is Carson. I'm in fourth grade in Park Hill School District. A community is a group of people, and it feels like a family because they help you, and that it feels like a family because family always help each other.
Hi, my name is Andrew, and I am in fourth grade, and I am part of the Park Hill School District. A community is a large group of people who live in the same area, and they are nice to each other. Everyone is a part of the community because there are always people near you who can support you. It is important to be part of something bigger than just yourself so people can help you.
Hi.
My name is Aubrey. I'm in fourth grade at the Park Hill School District. A community can be a big or small group of people all over the world, can even be your family. If you're in a community, you would feel like you can count on them to stand up for you or help you when you need it. They would treat you the same no matter what your race or religion is. It's really cool to be in a community so you can meet a lot of different people from different countries.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Jack. I'm in the fourth grade and I'm from the Park Hill School District. A community is a safe place for our citizens to stay, play, communicate, and be themselves. If we're wanting to do something incredible or amazing, we become a big part of making the community better and wonderful. It is important that that the world does not revolve around you. It should revolve around you and everyone else around you.
Hello, my name is Riley. I'm in the fourth grade and part of the Park Hill School District. You are one of 7 billion people. The thing is that community can be anywhere. Out of 7 billion people and things, community is everywhere. Schools, houses, I don't know, like classes, families, it can be anywhere. And communities are built of
respect, safety, and care. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Scout. I'm in fourth grade and part of the Park Hill School District. And to me, a community is a group of people with something in common that they can express within their community. Feeling part of a community is feeling united and together as one country, state, neighborhood, or even class. A community is a valuable part of life because you can have a group of people that have something or everything in common with you and are willing to express that and listen to you express it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Elise. I'm in fourth grade and I'm at a Park Hill School District. A community is a group of people who have a relationship. They care and help each other. They are together like a school. I feel a part of a community by being a part of something or doing something with someone. That makes me feel loved or important. It is important to be a part of something bigger than yourself because you make strong relationships with people. When you communicate, you can make experiences.
I'm William, and I go to fourth grade, and I'm from the Park Hill School District. Community is an area with happiness. Somewhere where you're sad, you can go there, and it's a new world to investigate.
My name is Chase. I'm in fourth grade, and I'm in the Park Hill School District. Community to me means that you can have fun, work together, and not have to worry about something because everybody will help you. To be a part of a community is a really big deal because if you just sit home and you don't help anybody, then nobody's gonna help you.
Hi, my name is August, and I'm in fourth grade, and I'm in a Park Hill School District. A community to me is it's a city or neighborhood that is always helping each other and being kind to each other. I feel part of a community because everyone is kind and helping to me, and I'm kind and helping to them. It's important to be a part of something bigger than yourself because you can accomplish more goals in life.
My name is Vivian. In fourth grade, in a Park Hill School District. A community is a group of people who work together and also build together to make a bigger and better community, and they go to school together, work together, and have a community together where they have each other when they need it.
Hello, my name is Katie. I'm in fourth grade, and I'm part of the Park Hill School District. A community can be people in a certain type of community. If people pay attention to you and listen to what you say, you can feel like you are more in a community. If you are in a community, you can learn more and be social and be able to not be scared talking to people.
Hello, my name is Finn. I'm in fourth grade and I'm part of the school district. A community can be a group of people, and there can be in the neighborhood, cities, states, or maybe even countries. I feel like I am a part of one because my best friends, my family, and neighbors in it, and you can be a part of one just for people around the world, or your whole neighborhood is a community, even a class.
My name is Brody. I am part of the Park Hill. I am in fourth grade and part of the Park Hill School District. I think a community can be a lot of things, like some communities of one religious belief, some of many. Communities are always there for you, like if you're riding your bike around the neighborhood and you crash and get hurt. Somebody who drives by or doing something outside, they will probably help you. Communities can make you feel happy, brave, adventurous, strong, and they lift you up when you are sad and try to figure out what's wrong. Communities can be a city, town, neighborhood, or even country. Communities can be big, small, of thought by communities are just a big family or a small one, and make you feel better if you're sad, and they love each other in their hearts. That's what I think community is.
My name is Reese, and I'm in fifth grade and part of the Park Hill School District. Being a part of something bigger than yourself will mean being part of a large small group called a community. The community would appreciate you no matter who you are. You feel a part of one whole group. Together, you get to anything that you put your mind to. No matter what, be you. Being part of a community is like with others like you, and some like and some not like you. You are all friends, treat each other like family. And treat each other like family.
Hello, my name is Kaden. I'm in fourth grade, and I'm part of the Park Hill School District. A community to me is a huge organization with lots of people, and a community is also a place where you'll be safe and you'll be happy. A community is a place where you could feel very, 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 very safe. home and alive. A community is also a place where people will look after you and help you whenever you need.
I think a community. Hi, my name is Liam. I'm in fourth grade and I'm part of the Parkville School District, and I think a community is a place where it allows gender, skin, and race and religion, and then so it's like a team. You might get stuff done faster, and people you can get helped if you're stuck, and there's more than one person.
Hello, my name is Hunter. I am in fourth grade in the Park Hill School District. And I think that a community is a group of people that will help each other no matter what kind of condition they are in. When you are in a community, you and everybody else in your community are not exactly the same, but you will still help each other. So you should be in a community so you can meet new people, have new friends, and have a better life, and have a great life.
My name is Aria, and I am in fourth grade of the Park Hill School District. And here's what I wrote. I think a community is a group of people in a place that work like a family. I feel a part of my class community because friends and teachers keep you going, and you feel part of a community when people help you and you help them. It could be something as big as a tornado that they helped you through, or it could be as small as dropping a pencil on the ground and someone picking it up for that person. It is important to be a part of something bigger than yourself, because if you're part of a community and you ever need help, those people in the community won't hesitate to help you. And if you are part of a community and you help others, you can create relationships as strong as the ones within your family. So you should try your best to be a part of something bigger than yourself. And now it's time for Harley, who's also in fourth grade of the Park Hill School District.
Hello, my name is Harley. I'm in fourth grade school district. I think a community is a group of people who help each other no matter the situation, and they share what they have and are always equal. I think what you should be in a community is a person not only is cared for, but also cares for other people in the community. That would be really good. I think that the best thing that a part of a community is, they're always there for you, even when, like, just the small situations and the big ones, they're always there for you and will always be there for you. Okay. That's what I think community is supposed to be.
Hello, my name is Alex, and I am in fourth grade in the Park Hill School District, and I'm going to be talking about a community. And what I think a community is, it's a place where people can be a part in an activity, no matter what their race is, their beliefs about the world, or anything. So, yeah.
Hi, my name is Malin. I am in the Park Hill School District, and I'm in fourth grade. A community is when you are all united as one whole. When you are in a community, you should always feel welcome for what you think is right. It's not supposed to be for what you want. It's supposed to be for what you believe in and how good a person you are.
Hello, I am London. I'm in fourth grade and I'm part of the Park Hill School District. What's a community can be hard. What I want to say is a team that helps other teams. And what it feels being in one is helping each other. Where I'm important, world important can be part bigger than us is there can be more of us. Together can be united for all.
Hi, my name is Logan. I'm in fourth grade and part of the Park Hill School District. A community is a generation or a town that is connected in one way or another. It is not just you and everyone in your country, it's everyone in the world. So, so that you know how you to be you, that so you're supposed to be you, are one in the country.
Hi there, my name is Asad. You can call me Asad for short, and I'm in first grade, Park Hill School District. Community is a bigger or smaller thing. You can also be yourself. You can be a team, you can be a country, you can be the world, you can be the galaxy, and that's all. The end.
Hi, my name is Rugger, and I'm in fourth grade in the Park Hill School District. And a community is a place where you and your family and your friends, just kind of where you feel home. It's also where you work together and make your own story. And what makes me feel part of a community is when I'm with my family and friends, because my family is a community. It might just be a little bit small, but it is. Because when we work together and play together. And it's important to know you're part of something bigger, like a community, because you know you're not alone and you don't have to do everything yourself.
Hi, my name is Olivia, and what I think a community is, I think it's like a group of people. They're like, they're helping and they can help together, and and what I think, what probably I could feel part of one is like being in a group with them and helping them and all that. And why is it important to me? Because it's just, it's just really important to me. And community is, you're making friends, you're making, yeah, you're making friends.
Hi, my name is Michaela, and I am a fourth grader in Union Chapel. I am 10 years old, and who cares about that? A community is where tons of people will, like, what I think a community is where tons of people will get together and do something. Like, they will all do something in a part of a team to make, like, to do something, like, for bigger, for a change. For me, it is sitting with people I don't know, talking and working stuff out. Because there's a bigger world out there than just you and your family and pets. And there are also friends that need you and stuff.
I don't know about you, but that was just the inspiration I needed to start the week and just think about the wisdom and the brilliance that our students bring into our classroom communities and our lives each day, and how we can start thinking more broadly and more authentically about what it means to spread that into a larger dynamic. So often as adults, we feel the weight and the division of a polarized democracy. And in the last 30 minutes, I have been freed from that. I have simply sat and thought about possibility and connectedness and being present with one another in a way that makes everyone feel supported. And it is through the words of these students that that has been made possible. And it gives me so much hope for where we're going, for the work of this project, and why we started it to begin with. So again, I hope you felt that same inspiration this morning. And again, a huge shout out to Jana Holt's classroom and her students for bringing their insight and wisdom to each of us this morning. Have a great day.